Vote 11618 says, if the Cowboys win in Seattle, can Earl Thomas just come back on the flight with us? Seattle would be 0-3, of course.
We talked, just mentioned this the other day. It is amazing how after two games and the defense playing this well, how the Earl Thomas talk has died. And by the way, may have died to the point where even when he's free, there's not an interest here.
Well, I don't know about that. But, and the Cowboys, couple that with the Cowboys playing well defensively, yeah, the talk is shut down a little bit. But you let Seattle go off offensively on Dallas, and it'll heat back up. The next time this defensive backfield makes a mistake or they lose a game, then those rumors will intensify.
I'm with you that we don't hear about it much, but I can't help but think of, as good as this defense looks, imagine if. I mean, you plug that dude into center field, and boy, does it not feel like a damn Super Bowl defense?
I agree. Center field hasn't bothered us so far, but it is only two games.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Xavier Woods appears ready to play how much against Seattle? But ready to play this week.
Beth Kernut, the Hubs and I recently moved to the Pacific Northwest and got tickets to Cowboys Seahawks on Sunday. Have either of you been to CenturyLink Field? If so, what should we expect? P.S. will be absolutely decked out in cowboy gear.
Haven't been. Always wanted to go.
You been, Hitty?
Haven't been.
I've been twice.
All right.
How is it?
It's freaking awesome.
It looks amazing.
And the location matters too, so I'll say this. If you're staying in downtown Seattle, just walk to the game, because as you get closer to the stadium, the tailgate scene just intensifies. It just sort of comes out of the city, and there's people everywhere, and they start hanging out of bars, and it's just a great walk to and fro the stadium.
That doesn't sound like Soroy at all.
It's a fun area, man.
Only two stadiums I've seen in person that it's gotten me excited. That's one, when we went to Vancouver and stayed a night in Seattle. We passed by the stadium, and I just looked with my mouth open and almost had a wreck because I was
And it's right next
to
Safeco. It's right next to off the highway that you have to go down.
Yeah. And the
it's
other one?
It's great.
Did you write it? The other
yeah,
one
down? Yeah, I wrote it down.
What is it? Let me see.
Miami?
GB?
No.
No?
Arrowhead.
I'm with you on that. Remember, Donnie and I were together, and
I almost lost it.
It was the weirdest feeling I ever had.
Stadium, yes. And I almost lost it, saying I have to
yes.
come to a game here, and it has to be soon, or I'm gonna hurt somebody.
Good grief. Houston beer scene. If the next,
I don't want to be your partner. Well, if that's the
well,
truth.
Then get us in that stadium, Norm.
If next year's NFL draft were tomorrow, the Cowboys roster is as it is today, what would you say the Cowboys' top three needs are? Are they all on offense? Wide receiver, tight end, O-line?
Not O-line.
I wouldn't say offensive line either, but I would say wide receiver and tight end.
I'd say wide receiver, tight end.
So, yes, all on offense.
Something like that, yes.
Michael Barnett, thoughts on LSU's latest win? Do you think they're the best SEC team to try and knock down Bama?
Boy, I happen to have a really good friend who's a big LSU fan. In fact, helped us get to an LSU night game. And anyway, they weren't projected to be a really good team to begin the year. But when they beat Auburn, well, first of
spanked
all,
Miami.
Oh my God, that's to call that a spanking is, well, that's a little light. They drilled Miami, and to win at Auburn,
and to be kind of offensively challenged,
yes,
as they are, and still get that win, that's a great win. But if they improve offensively, then that will be a team, yes, that may. Will have an opportunity to take down Alabama. That's a tall task.
Robert Massengill, what do you think of the Rangers' new AAA affiliate? Are there advantages, disadvantages to being in Nashville? Does minor league location even matter at all?
Yes, first of all, yes, it does matter. You want your kids to have wonderful playing experiences. You want them to have a good field. You want them to have an organization that's run really well. All those things. Of the three locations left that were decided yesterday, basically, Nashville, San Antonio, and Fresno, this is so far and away the best of those three situations. Nashville has a terrific field. It's a wonderfully run organization. This is, you say the best. This may be one of the two or three best AAA locations in the country. San Antonio, they've been trying to get a new stadium there, and they can't. It's a sort of a dull place. And Fresno, when you fly to Fresno, you have to go through customs, don't you?
I like the nickname.
What is it?
The Sounds.
Nashville yeah. Sounds?
Nashville Sounds.
We need that T-shirt. That's sharp.
They have a, you should look at the logo with the guy holding the guitar like a bat.
Mm.
I take that logo.
Hey, just a forward-looking wonder question.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the NFL draft is next year?
Nashville.
Wonder if the Sounds will be home.
Yeah, it's probably not high on my list, Norm, but I'm with you. I'll go with you. We maybe. Get great parking.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the Wednesday before if
oh.
we're all draft prepped.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh.
All right.
Joseph Resitti, Norm and Donnie, hockey season is approaching. Will y'all be interviewing Stars new coach Jim Montgomery?
Oh, who is that?
And talk all the hockey or what?
We may not talk all the hockey, but we definitely will talk hockey. That's for sure. Excitement brewing around this team, boys, and I'm hockey.
In fact, we can tell folks that in the meeting this morning, we discussed with Kat the fact that we're going to have a regular hockey segment every week, rotating players and writers and commentators and organization people.
Donnie loves the NHL.
You know it.
By the way, one quick thing about my old friend and your old friend, Leon Simon. I always loved Leon because as he aged, he would still call that sport ice hockey. He always called it ice hockey.
Because what else is there? There's field hockey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's tonsil hockey.
Ha! What?
I like tonsil hockey.
Me too. You know what tonsil hockey is, Norm?
What are you turning the music down for?
I suspect I do.
That's a sport. That is a sport that I'm good at. I'd be drafted in the first round of a tonsil hockey league.
Prove it.
Think somebody trade up?
Bring it here, big boy.
think somebody trade up for you?
All right, Mr. Mark has one. Also about Leon. Did Leon ever cut Norm's hair?
No, never. Never. There's so little of my hair to cut. I mean, well, there isn't much of yours, come to think of it.
Well, not now.
Not now.
It was before. I remember one time walking to the barbershop close to my grandmother's house. I was staying there for the summer, needed a haircut. Walked in a barbershop, and you know how the bell's on the door when you open it mm-hmm. up and everyone looks at the door? It was almost like a record scratch or forks hitting the plate, and the guy looked me right in my face and said, "We don't have anyone here that can cut your hair."
Really?
Yeah. And I just turn around and walk out.
Why?
Guess not a lot of practice on the curly locks that I have.
Really?
Too big?
Seriously.
Okay.
Can I? They had to charge me double.
I don't want this to go racist, but
too late.
Okay. Was this a white barber or a black barber you were talking to?
What do you think?
Well, I mean, there are white barbers.
I know. Well, that's
a lot
who
of them.
It was.
Okay. That's why he said there was no one there that could cut your hair.
What's happening here?
I'm just trying to
tell the story.
Trying to nail down the facts here.
Is this the one?
The guy looked at your hair and said, "Nobody in here has experience cutting your type of hair, basically?"
Yes.
That's the...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened.
That was that.
Yeah. Okay, next.
That's what I was going.
What?
All right, let's continue.
Shrimp Angel. On that note, I suppose...
What just happened there?
To the...
I don't even know.
To the representative of the community, a neighbor of mine who is also a member, gave me a 24-pack of water for no reason. Is there any significance to this? Do I need to give him anything in return? Is there some code happening?
No. I guess he just had a lot and wanted to share. That's a, it's a nice thing. I don't think that's a community thing. That's just a neighborly thing. Neighbors know no color.
Agree.
True.
Big Papa tricked. Why are there no convertible trucks?
Ooh, well, wait a minute.
No, don't say El Camino.
Don't I maybe...
It's
I'm
not
just,
a convertible.
I'm just wondering, do we call a ranchero a truck? What used to be a ranchero, do we call that a truck?
I don't even know what a ranchero is.
Okay. That's probably before you were
is that like a,
noticing.
I just Googled ranchero and huevos rancheros popped
geez.
Up.
Gross.
The Ford ranchero.
Right, but that's essentially an El Camino.
Oh, it's an El Camino. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes, an El Camino is a truck.
Okay.
But it's not a convertible.
It's not a convertible.
So.
Did they not have convertible? I guess maybe a time or two I saw one that was convertible. That must have been done special.
I'm pretty sure someone's made a drop top out of an El Camino or a Ranchero
maybe?
Or
yeah.
something like that. But, yeah, I don't know why convertibles aren't trucks. That's a really good question. Sarah Industries, get on that.
We might. One more from Big Papa Tricked. Could you defend yourself from a crazed animal attack using only fruit? Is pineapple the best fruit suitable as a weapon?
And you're fighting them off with it? Or do you peel it and feed it to them so they can stop attacking you and you get away?
Well, I suppose you can try that if you like, but I think it's more for defense. And I think pineapple's got to be, right? You hold on to the green leafy part.
And you just
and you
swing
bludgeon.
Away. Yeah, that's the only fruit I think that will...
Depends on the animal. Maybe a watermelon clunk over the head might help you
but
if there's
you only
a small
have one
animal.
Shot.
True.
At least with the pineapple, you can swing until it falls off the green thing.
Or till you fall off, basically. So the idea is this is a hand fight, and you're defending yourself in a hand fight?
Right.
Yeah.
And you can only use fruit.
Because I was going to say, you know, nice. Those nice hard green apples could inflict some damage as the animal got closer.
But if you throw it and you miss, you're done. And I'm assuming you only have one. Like, if I had a bag of apples.
Yeah, you can have a little bag on your hip with some apples or kiwi or something for sniping purposes. And then when he gets in close, you pull out your melee weapons, which is dual pineapple.
I'm going to suggest
that's
that
like every week I have to explain fruits to you guys.
I'm going to suggest, Mike, that as the grizzly bear got in hand-to-hand range, having kiwi fruit or apples or pineapples not going to do you much good.
I love everything lemon.
Wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute.
All this orange.
Well, Mike.
Wait. No, pineapple. Pineapple's big enough to stick in the animal's throat.
There you go.
As he gets right close to you, you just jam it in there. He gets a case of the heaves, and you're gone.
That's very movie-esque.
What about coconut?
That's very Liam Neeson.
That's a fruit, right?
It's got to be a fruit. Can't be a veggie, can it?
Yeah, coconut.
Well, everything is not either a fruit or a vegetable.
It's not meat.
Is it?
Like a boy, Jer. It's not meat.
Boy, Jer.
That's a good point, though.
What's a tomato?
A fruit.
That's a fruit. Right? Yeah.
Not chicken.
That's the one everyone gets wrong.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
They say the coconut could be all three, a fruit, a nut, and a seed.
Damn.
You believe that?
Gee. You know, maybe I'd go to Brussels sprouts. Because those little Brussels sprouts are so hard. You could stuff them in the revolver you had and fire them out as bullets. Those things are so hard.
Wait, we get a revolver? We get some sort of fruit cannon?
Oh, man, a fruit cannon. But then you could use anything.
Yeah.
Especially like, so grapes could be like BBs. Or just
like
one,
Tommy gun.
Like a musket, and just a whole, what do you call a lot of grapes?
Bunch.
A whole bunch of grapes will come out.
We need a
and
fruit
stun.
War. How about the ticket fruit war?
Okay.
We all wear like protective headgear.
And you can use the fruit of your choice?
You can bring whatever you want.
I think I'm going to use plums.
I'm going to let Jules have the last answer here. A grizzly's closing in on you, and you fire your grape Gatling gun. Do you think you're slowing the grizzly down?
With a grape gun?
With a grape Gatling gun.
No.
What if you put grape nuts in it?
Oh, you can blind him.
How about that?